This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. Hello, troops.
Oh, good afternoon, Dean Dolly Dollface Murphy. Good afternoon, Timbo. Good afternoon, more importantly, Joysters. Thank you for tuning in. How are we all?
We're great. What a great weekend. What a cold weekend. Friday night was really balmy. Didn't it catch everyone off guard? It was kind of like almost little drink weather in the sun.
It was indeed on a Friday afternoon.
And then Belly up,
bitterly cold yesterday. I couldn't get myself off the couch yesterday, to be honest.
No. Perfect place to be on a day like yesterday.
Perfect.
Hey, can I just make mention too that our show last week, I listened to the podcast back.
Did you?
Oh, where did you find that podcast?
Well, if you go to the Joy website, you can jump on there. Or iTunes. It's on iTunes.
Ladies and gentlemen, get on board.
I listen to them a lot because last week, if you remember, you and I, Dolly, had a reasonably big night out, hadn't we?
Yes, and it left me in bits.
An absolute mess.
Can't anyway, do it. I got sick as a dog during the week. It's not okay.
Not great at our age to get sick.
No.
Anyway, I thought it was a disaster. Now, the beautiful thing about podcasts, if you don't like what we do this afternoon, go back and have a listen. You'll find it's a completely different show.
Oh.
It sounded really good.
Well, I'm not sure that the people listening are probably as critical of
Except the part where you went me. You went me at one part.
Yeah, well, I have to go you because you don't you listen.
They got that venom out.
And you cut me off.
Acid dripping off your tongue.
Listen to you. You're not even listening now. This is not a conversation. This is just you spewing forth your opinions
anyway,
at me.
Anyway, we need to thank Tom, our podcaster, because he's doing a red hot really good go.
I'm not sure where you're going there.
I don't know either.
Your little eyes really popped out of your head.
It certainly did. Lisa, we've got a great show this afternoon and we've got great prizes to give away. Haven't the prizes been awesome the last
couple
of weeks?
Haven't they? Congratulations. Can we get a Murphy's
Law clap
to the
prize pigs? Oh, not prize pigs.
The prize pigs.
They're the people that win the prizes.
Yeah, no, the prize department, smashing job.
Good job. We've got prizes to give away. We've got awesome music. We have some ripper stories coming up too.
We really do.
Now, on the weekend, we had a get-together with our family.
We did indeed. It was a funny day on Saturday, I must say. We had a catch-up with the other member of the family.
The adopted member who
had come down from Brisbane. So there was a call to arms. We're going out for lunch. And then Mum gets very confused. Mum won't be listening, so that's fine. But Mum gets very confused and
says
to me,
"Because she's batshit crazy.
It's for Dean's birthday. We're doing a lunch for Dean's birthday because Shane's just down for the weekend." And I'm like, "Oh, it's very early for
him. Early.
Okay, whatever. We'll do that." Oh, and then the rest of the family, our other brother, wife, and twin nephews, they can't come because they're doing bowls all weekend. And it turns out the older brother was working anyway. Long story short, I end up having a blue with him about something. If you're listening, Murph, this is all about you.
This is the older brother.
The older brother. I had a blue with him. I asked him for something and
he thought he wasn't invited.
And then I dropped it. I said, "I've got to go to Dean's birthday lunch." And he's like, "Oh, thanks for the invite." And I'm like, "Oh, God, okay, cool."
It's not even my birthday.
So then, and Dean doesn't.
That's the weird thing about it. I wasn't having it. I even told her, "When it's coming up soon."
No.
But I didn't want anything for my... I said, "If we do it, let's do it in September."
Mum goes and gets a cake, right, and rings me and says, "Should we do a cake for Dean's birthday?"
It's not his birthday.
So she goes, "But there's this little cake." And I go, "Get it then. That's fine.
I don't even eat cake.
So he actually doesn't do carbohydrates. So we go to the pub and then everyone's a bit at each other. What? Like, and Dean sits down and Mum goes, are you tired?
Yeah.
You look really tired.
Isn't it the worst thing ever?
Oh, my God.
Look at you. Don't
straight
you look tired? Why
aren't you tired?
And I say, I went her. So I've had a fight with her. Anna's
so
had a fight with my brother.
I've had a fight with Peter. And then I'm sending texts to Peter going, yeah, we're at lunch. If you want to drop in, that's fine. And apparently Mum told Anne all about it. And then, so he's gone home and said to his wife, did you know about lunch? And she's
like,
no.
Pear shape.
She's showing text messages going, no.
In amongst that, my mother is able to look at across, we're at a pub, look at across at a table of bigger men, bigger gentlemen, and go,
they all had beards.
Look at them. They'd be Republicans.
They'd be Trump voters.
Nothing to do with her birthday.
She said they'd be Trump voters.
Like,
and I said,
so judgy.
You're so judgmental. And she goes, no, I'm not. I'm okay. And I go, no. Yeah. And she goes, I'm not being judgmental. I said, well, you are because you don't know them and you've just tried to say.
And where's your Christian values? Yes. Yeah. Where's your Christian values?
But anyway, Dad sat in the corner, like, scared to say anything because everyone was going at each other. It was really weird.
It was a weird
anyway,
Sunday.
There
was
a,
what a beautiful
what
family.
What an insight
you guys
into our lives.
How
good
amazing.
God. Yeah, we don't
need
to
want to come to the family again?
No.
Would
no
anybody
one needs
like
to, be
to
there.
Come to our Christmas? Oh. It's even worse.
Only if you'll share. I'm a little bit disturbed.
Why so?
Well, because you know the reality TV star model of the moment, Elise Knowles? You know the one that's taking over from.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one off the block. Yeah.
Who? The one off the block. She was on the block last. Was it last year?
Yeah, she's whenever? Gorgeous.
Anyway, she signed to Maya. Now, that's another story in itself because our good friend model,
Jennifer Hawkins,
has been booted.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, gone.
Well, she's been on there for years.
It's about time.
Oh, it is
they
bad.
Do need a turnover.
Well, lost their $1 million contract. They got Elise Knowles. For a tenth of that.
Knowlesy.
Now in the paper, because she's cracked it, right, at the
what
end.
What about?
Well, at the ex-manager, the agent, Sean Anderson, about the cuts of the, you know, she was meant to pay him a percentage of the renovation show, like the block.
Oh, right.
Right. And as I read further along, it's,
you're
you know,
not
it's about,
explaining this well.
Well,
enough.
Hang on okay, a sec. Okay. If you let me get to
okay,
it.
Sorry.
So $60,000 is what she owes him.
Oh.
Well, apparently.
Oh, he's having a go at her.
He's having a go at her because he says that you owe me $60,000.
She hasn't paid the agent.
But then it says, then it goes into the fact that she was meant, he teed it all up for her to be on the block as her manager. So then I went, well, hang on a sec. What about all those people who sent in videos like your person, your general person in the street,
well,
you're unknown.
I think it's clear that
well,
we
so
know that
now,
most
unless,
of them.
Unless you've got a manager of some sort,
well,
you don't get
you
on
look
the show.
Good for television as
unless
well.
You've got like maybe a big Instagram following,
yeah.
You don't get a spot.
Well, we know that that's the case, Dol. I'm
what's
not sure
going
it's...
on with the block?
No, Dol.
What's
you're
happening?
Just... Oh, I'm hearing some violins playing, especially
well,
for you.
No,
did you audition for the block?
Yes, yeah. And this is what I'm saying.
That's the point.
We missed right. out, but did we miss out because we weren't good? I don't
Do
think
you know
so.
What? I think
I
you
think
need
we
to
missed
put more
out
effort into your videos.
There's managed. You didn't help.
What? No, I wasn't asked to help. You were doing it with Peter.
Yeah.
You left me out.
No,
so
anyway.
Maybe that's the problem.
That well, might have been. Maybe
Do you see why I'm angry, though? Unless you've got a manager and an Instagram following,
yeah, the world
you're not going to get
fair.
On.
That's true.
No, you're not.
That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good little vent.
But guess what? I am a soul survivor. I am a soul survivor, people.
Go, you Beverly
I'll be back. Knight. I'll be back on the block before you know it. Never get sick of that song. I tell you what, and she's got no chorus in there.
No, that's my song. That's the one that I'm just like, it just
but
doesn't kind of
great
get
tune.
There.
Well, it takes off at a cracking pace, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it just comes
just
out of the gate.
Stay
it's fine.
There.
Yeah.
And you go, where's the lift off?
Now, we've had a message here, Anna Murphy, which is unusual for a Monday this early in the piece.
Different. Different. I love
isn't it.
It says, loving Murphy's Law. Well, thank you.
Well, good on you.
Can you please say hi to Danielle and Lynn?
Hi
Danielle and Lynn. Keep up the good work. Great tunes today.
No, I think so too. And there's some more coming up. It's going to be great.
Spectacular tunes.
Now,
that's what Joy's known for.
Spectacular.
Well, it's Melbourne's most uplifting music, actually.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you gave us a ripping story about your neighbour who's a psychopath.
greetings if you're listening.
You were going to put post-it notes on his car because he told you
well,
off again.
Well, I did, but then I got told.
His girlfriend or wife. Mum. came flying out the door and said, "Don't do it."
Yeah, no.
He's crazy town.
Said to you.
Yeah.
What does she say?
If you wanting to start something with someone who's mentally unstable, you're going about it the right way.
Oh dear. So anyway, what's
which ended up in a comedy set for me.
Yeah,
as well.
That's good. That's good material.
There's more.
What's
there's
happened?
More.
Oh,
so
great.
This morning I got an email from
Well,
if you'll let me finish, I'll tell you. Yep. Well, hang on a sec. From the real estate agent saying that the owner of my home, my unit, had just been informed that there's been a keying of a car incident.
Not his car.
Out the front of our place, and to be careful where you park. And I'm like, whoa. Well, that's a problem because you've got to park. Yeah, and then I've seen one neighbour who's like, oh, they've put a police report in, and then I saw the people in question whose car got keyed, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, is it safe to assume? And they're like, we don't want to say. Like,
whoa.
You don't want to point fingers because no one can prove it. But it's
where are you living in the Bronx?
I'm living in the Bronx.
Wow.
Wow.
If you've ever had a neighbour who's a little bit left of centre,
let us know.
Share the story.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, you can't park on the grassy knoll. That costs you a fortune. So yeah. I'm going to be parking in the city and paying for parking and then walking home at this rate.
What's wrong with your garage again?
It's got the dog in there.
No, and all my other brother's building equipment.
No, but what there's your problem.
No, well, more so that the dog needed to have access to the.
We were talking about your psycho neighbour.
Yeah, I am.
This one's come through from Anonymous.
Said, I've got a psychopath neighbour who says that I attacked her and is taking me to court to get an intervention order, and now she has... Why are we laughing? Stop laughing. This is bad. Get an intervention order, and now she has two others ganging up on me and has accused me of scratching her car. What is wrong with people? I just want to move.
Yeah, no, why do you want to move?
You need to move.
Move out of there.
I'm sorry that they were laughing during that. We didn't read it.
No.
And now, in relation to Dean Murphy losing it at the fact that Elise Knowles got onto the
God.
Block.
What's happened now?
And used her social media platform, etc. Your co-host or your partner in crime. Your co-blockhead that tried to get on the show with you is listening to the show, Good Afternoon, Murph, and has sent this message in. Dean has over 6,000 followers on social media. I told him to tell them that Plus used Joy as a platform and he refused. Now he's complaining about the contestants using their social media status. You are an idiot.
He didn't send that through on the right. It was meant to be 0427 Joy 949. Don't do personal text messages while we're on air.
Are you trying to tell me what to
no,
do?
No, not
on
you.
The show?
Not you. Him. No, him. I mean him.
Good luck with that.
No, well, don't try and go around the gates and get through to.
No, he was
Dolly?
Driving. But
okay.
Anyway, there's a point.
Oh,
isn't
yes,
there?
I know what the point
so
is.
So you could have used
blah,
your
blah,
platforms.
Blah, blah.
So, sorry, Elise Knowles.
She's got a manager. That's what I'm.
Well,
that
you could have got a manager.
Would you like me to be your manager?
Yes, please, Tim.
Yeah, and you could have used your platform with your 6,000 followers.
You
and when
60
I
grand.
Get on the blog because of you, I will not at all talk about Anna Murphy in any way.
How
about
have
this
I
show?
Got
Nothing.
Shut out of this?
Nah.
7 years on this show and he's not even going to talk about me.
Can I get to the squirrel story?
No.
All right.
I don't
okay.
think you can.
Nah. Play another song.
He's
can't be bothered.
Corrected.
Nah. I was watching his first doco movie of his?
No.
No. Okay. A man had to be rescued by police when he was being chased by a baby squirrel.
What?
Officers received a call for help and arrived to see the animal still chasing the caller in Germany. Police said on Twitter the man told them, "Help, I'm being pursued by a squirrel." Can you do a German accent?
Help, yeah. I'm being pursued by a squirrel.
That was terrible. Officers launched their own chase for the squirrel, which they caught, and the animal fell asleep. Police said the rodent has now become their new mascot. Apparently, the police spokeswoman said squirrels that have lost their mothers often focus on a person as a replacement. So the dude is running away and the little squirrel's yelling out, "Mama!
Mama!
Mama!"
Oh, I just like this bit at the end, though. She said it could be pretty scary and added that the caller was certainly feeling a bit threatened. Just a bit.
He's got my nuts. He's grabbed my nuts.
Mommy!
Oh, no, terrible ending to that story. Anyway, another song.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Yeah. feel like it's kicking in.
It's like a flashback from 95 Red Raw, something like that.
I feel
like
I'm in a spacey zone. I just got to stop what I was going to say then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Anna Murphy.
Yes.
You know how when we finish on a Monday, there's another show that comes on now.
Yes.
Which is brilliant. Here's the dude that does it.
Will. Good evening.
Will. Good evening.
How are you going?
How are you, Will?
I'm good. I'm good. Just, still recovering from the night shifts, but we're getting there slowly.
That's all right.
Oh, God, I'm still recovering from going out a fortnight ago.
Everybody's doing that lately. They're getting drunk, having parties and everything. And all.
Your show last week was really good. I heard it on the way home.
Thank you.
So how's it going?
Yeah, look, really good. I mean,
do you want to tell the punters what it is first?
Well, the Glow Show, we connect with the Victorian Police and look at the good work that they're doing for the LGBTI community. Mm. We are trying to connect, I am as the LGBT representative, trying to work with the police and connect them with my community and share some of the experiences that they do and some of the support that they give us, which is a really important thing. Now, tonight's episode, when we were doing the podcast series, the Highway Patrol episode was very, very popular and we did it regularly.
Well, tell us a bit about that because I don't think I heard that one.
Highway Patrol, we have Beck in from North Melbourne. She's a Highway Patrol leading senior constable. One of the good things about the Glow Show is that we will connect issues that are relevant to the LGBTI community. Where Highway Patrol's really good is that it's a part of law that everybody's involved in quite regularly, road laws. So it's quite a good show in that sense. And it's also good for our allies as well. So Highway Patrols are very popular because they're a very broad topic for everybody.
I was going to say, how does that tie in with the whole...
Not necessarily, but I mean, look, most LGBTI members use the road.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
We all do.
Some
way, shape or form. Mm-hmm.
So there's some great information, some great stories, some great fun. We talk about some great laws. We also go over some of the current laws and some of the laws that are changing. Recently, one of our podcasts, we just talked about the new drink driving requirements or the new levels, whether you agree or not agree with them. That was certainly up for debate. But it's very popular because, you know, you might not be involved in a family violence. You might not come across needing to know about those laws. Although we, as an LGBTI community,
but I think they're all interesting for people to understand.
Yeah, they're certainly interesting to understand.
You're not going to use it, but it's nice to know.
Exactly.
Or you
might be thrust onto it. So it's great information to have. So we cover those topics. Obviously, for most people, it's not an everyday topic. But the great thing about Highway Patrol, it is an everyday topic. Mm. It's something that we all use every day.
Is it kind of like the Highway Patrol shows that you get, like in the New Zealand one, and then there's a Northern Territory one where they pull people over and they breathalyze
them.
That's
a random breath test.
Yeah, it's RBT. Oh, no, but...
That's RBT.
But we do have...
not like that at all, then.
I thought it might have been that kind of show. We just pull up random people around Joy and breathalyze them.
Yeah, there's a meter that doesn't go that high, so... We certainly have some great stories out there on the highway, so...
Excellent.
You will love it, so please listen in, and if you miss it, download the podcast.
Yes.
Tell your mates about it.
Now, are you on iTunes as well?
We are all on the iTunes.
Everybody is. Yes.
Are you on anything that we're not? Like, is there any other... things that we can tap into?
I wasn't allowed to mention on radio.
Looking for help.
Not Grindr. They don't have a podcast thing on Grindr.
They don't.
But anyway, listen to the Glow Show tonight at 6:30 on Joy.
I'm not sure what you're laughing at.
It's a button.
Oh, the button.
It's a good problem. Is it
okay, so this is not a visual.
It's not a visual thing.
But every time Tim pushes my microphone, the button pops off.
pops off.
We thought we'd talk a little bit about what we're watching at the moment.
Well, because you mentioned The Block, and I'm like, it started the other day.
See, I don't get into The Block until the last couple of weeks.
I find it a bit, it's too cheesy and contrived and stuff now. It's
I tend to just watch the reveals.
Same. I get to that point.
I like them. Great.
All right, Poo Poo, what are you watching at the moment?
Well, I actually watch a lot of Netflix. I don't Netflix and chill. No, it's just me and the dog and the cat.
Chilling on the couch, like you do.
No, because that was code for,
thingo.
And I don't.
I did an action then.
You did.
Only
fist bump.
I don't fist bump anyone these days. Anyway.
What I've been watching,
anyone wants to get on board, is In the Line of Duty. Very good.
Do tell. Tell
and
us.
And I've watched all of the latest season of Orange is the New Black, and I'm up to date with Animal Kingdom.
So clearly,
an insight into my life. Aren't I living the high life? Look at me with my binge watching TV life, sitting there miserable watching television.
And then brings her joy in here on a Monday to brighten up the rest of the community. A very fun hour coming up.
Oh, it's just like it. I would say it's almost like Christmas in here today.
Ooh. It is indeed.
It's that fun.
Well, we've got a prize to give away, and we've got a fun hour. The way we're giving it away, the two people involved are going to be I've just texted them, actually.
Oh, good.
To let them know that
two
it could be going
on. Two of my favourites.
Two of the favourites, that not on Joy or that, like, they'd pop in from time to time.
From time to time.
Yeah.
They've visited us in the studio.
I don't know whether they're going to be completely happy with the way that we're doing this competition, I don't really care.
It doesn't matter.
Murphy's Law. On Joy 94.9.
Adam Murphy, I poo-pooed your little TV story before.
Didn't you just?
Yeah, I've just got right over it. But you know what?
Oh.
I've started watching, I'm addicted to, because of one character in it who I can't stand.
Stop for a sec. So now that you are interested in what I was talking about before, you're going to bring the topic back up. And I'm expected to listen to this, am I?
I thought I could contribute to it.
It's that time of a Monday. We head out to the roads again. I know you're all excited. The colder outbound is moving as quick as your legs in a spin class at 7 minutes. Monash outbound is like a power flow yoga at 33 minutes. The Princess outbound is struggling through post-leg day at 17 minutes. The Westgate outbound winded itself in attack class at 16 minutes. And Western Ring Road Greensboro bound has pulled a hammy in step class at 35 minutes. And that today is your exercise theme.
Funny thing is, when you talk about exercise, you sound like the Bingo Bango lady from
Bingo Bango
from Armidale. Our good friend Tim Campbell.
Oh yes,
has a new CD out. Good Electrifying 80s. If you want to get your hands on it, it's awesome.
All those are the great 80s tracks.
Amazing tracks.
Amazing.
Stock 8 and Mortimer.
Oh wow.
Oh Lord.
Wow.
What?
My teeth fell out, sorry.
What we thought we might do is we might actually give away this CD. You guys have to send in to us. Who does what in the relationship? And keep it clean, please.
Between Tim Campbell and
I've just texted them. They're going to be listening. So we just want to know,
creatures.
You know, like, who takes the rubbish out?
Mm.
Who mops the floors?
Mm.
Who brushes the cat?
In my imagination, I would think that not, they just outsource it all and just live fabulous
lives.
Maybe,
but let's just pretend they're actually, let's pretend they're not superstars and they're just like us.
Right. Okay.
No, don't make it like us. Make it like someone normal. But
yes. Well, like in my relationship, my job is that I would always clean the toilet and the bathroom. Yep. That's my job.
Yep.
Well, you know,
I can't imagine either of them cleaning a toilet.
Yeah. And because I live by myself, I have to do it all, except
how about you fly that flag on your own?
Well, I'm not really. I mean, up until a couple of months ago, you weren't doing everything. You were doing.
Wasn't I?
I don't know.
I think I was.
Is this a therapy session?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Does anyone understand what we're doing?
Yeah.
David has sent through a message. Anthony would clean the silverware. Tim would degrease the garage floor.
Okay.
Oh,
That's specific.
Tess has sent through a message. Said Anthony would wear an apron and wave Tim from the patio goodbye as Tim heads off to his first day on the set.
I think he would too. I think he would too.
Now you've got it.
With a cocktail in hand, I think.
That's a little cocktail
now
in hand.
We've got these from Conrad saying, "Happy Monday, Tim, Anna and Dean. I live with just me and my split personalities. All four of us take turns in making and cleaning up the mess." It's fabulous.
Thank you, Conrad.
And Frank said, "Hi, Murphy. I think the guys take turns doing the cooking."
Yeah, I think they would. They'd be all, you know, do you want to try this? That's lovely.
I think they look so cute. There's another one who's playing their own game, but that's okay. You're in the draw anyway.
Yeah,
my fiancé is a massive clean freak. He makes Monica Geller look messy. He hates the bathroom. So on a Saturday, I clean the bathroom and he cleans the rest of the house. It's a great deal.
Tom, that's not the game, but we appreciate it. It's good. It's oversharing just slightly. It's good. And you're in the draw.
I have to say, Tom, I align with that a lot. That's like you live my life.
Ah, well, we've been upstaged here. Andy's like, "Hey, Murphy's." Tom and Warren found out who does what in the relationship in that sense when they spoke to Tim a couple of weeks ago.
No, check out the podcast.
Check out the podcast. But let's just say a top deck chocolate was used
producer
as an analogy.
Andy. Oh, sorry, we jumped on the bandwagon too late.
We didn't want that sense. We want domestic duties.
What day are they
You're
on?
You're not listening. Thursday morning.
Oh, who's listening to that?
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm joking.
High rep bags. Anthony would buy and arrange the fresh flower arrangements and Tim would be responsible for setup and connection of the home entertainment devices.
Oh, totally.
Good one, Tony.
Paul sent this one through. He said, Tim would dance around in chiffon curtains while vacuuming. Anthony would wear no top while ripping out weeds.
Oh, okay.
Good.
And Marcello says, "I'm guessing they most likely manscape each other."
Oof.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure Anthony's in charge of cocktail making. Did I say that? I'm on his Instagram. Yeah. He loves a drink.
Keep them coming through. You want to win this awesome...
No, just a nice, like a cocktail. Sorry, whatever. Sorry.
You want to win this awesome prize.
It's all over your Instagram, not mine.
It's not an alco.
No, I'm just saying he loves an espresso martini.
Does he?
I love one too.
How do you know that?
Because I'm on Instagram.
Oh, right. Okay.
If it's on there, it's free game.
Scott sent this through. He said, they would always be having bubble baths, but it'd be Tim that would have to clean the scum off the sides afterwards.
Oh, I don't think there'd be any scum coming off those two. I'm telling you right now.
No.
Clean
no.
as whistles.
Absolutely. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Shawn Mendes there and Nervous. Good track, isn't
nervous.
It?
Nervous.
Nervous, yeah, that's what I said.
Saying nervous.
Oh, why don't you shut up? All right, so.
Well, it wouldn't be good having a co-host that didn't speak, would it, Joel?
Yeah. Just going to get into this one.
Oh.
Here's a story for you. Turn that right up.
It
sounds difficult to believe, but Viagra
could
actually restore sight to the blind.
Of course it could.
Tests show the anti-impotence drug may halt loss of vision and could even repair damage already done. A two-year trial led by scientists at Columbia University in New York suggests the little blue pill could stop age-related macular degeneration.
Isn't that funny? Because the Catholics always think that, you know, if you sort yourself out, that causes blindness. But now we're talking about...
She just took it to a whole new level, didn't she?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, like all that, don't do that because you'll go blind.
No.
No, you won't. You just take Viagra and you'll be fine.
In a study, five elderly patients with ADM, as we like to call it, were given two Viagra pills a day for 2 years.
Ooh. That's a lot.
Can you imagine
of
that?
Trying to go blind.
Wow.
Isn't it?
That could have killed them.
Or worn their hand out.
That was the
That'd
part of the story
carpal,
I found the most
carpal
fascinating.
Tunnel.
That wasn't that? Like, that's not one or two. Can you not do the action? Because A, it looks really awkward, and that's probably why you don't have a date. But
hey!
What?
Don't be so rude.
No, her action looks like
I don't need
pretty
to
good.
Actually talk to you.
Did you
about
miss the point of that
action?
Whole story?
What
the whole story was they're giving old people two Viagras a day.
Wow.
That actually could
sign up.
Two Viagras a day for
two
older people.
Two a day.
You'd never need a walking stick, would you? No.
I'm Jake. The peg diddly.
Speaking of Viagra, Tim Campbell's new CD will get you going. Give you a real...
Won't it?
Yeah.
Like
what
a little...
Electrifying 80s. If you want to get
like
your hands...
Like a CD version of
If you want to get
pill.
Your hands around it, you need to send in a message to 0427.
If you want to get your hands around it,
you need two hands. Now, I don't like tight asses. Just quietly?
No.
Because here's this little, I don't know, this it's a council? I think it is. The Banyul Council.
Banyul.
It's out near Bundoora.
It is indeed.
They have now, I love the music, glow sticks have been banished from the neighbourhood Christmas celebrations because
what
the local
do you mean?
Council say they're bad for the environment and distracting children from focusing on the community spirit.
Humbug.
They've not only banned them, they've already banned balloons and disposable plastic plates and... You know, knives and forks and stuff at festivals and events.
Why?
What are they going to eat it with? It's terrible.
I just don't think that. I mean, maybe if the glow sticks are bad for the environment.
Yes. But Scrooges are like, it's terrifying children. Like, they just want to have fun with plastic bits.
This is why you're not a parent, clearly.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Banning the glow stick. What are you going to do? Ban them from Mardi Gras next? There'd be outrage.
Dare you? Can you imagine?
And steal our glitter away. Why don't you just take glitter while you're at it?
Well, remember the conversation we had? Glitter's bad for the dolphins.
That's right.
That's it. Next you'll be saying there's no hot pants allowed.
Oh, well, they'll never say that. Don't you throw something on this desk again.
I don't even know where we're
going. I don't know where that's going either.
Now, Anna Murphy, here's one for you. Less than a month after she won an appeal to overturn a conviction for driving under the influence of drugs... Do you know Lauren Eagle?
Lauren Eagle.
Lauren Eagle?
Yes, she's a boxer, isn't she?
Well, she's a boxer and a model and a swimsuit thing.
Yeah, she's been on a big brother.
Well, she's just
or
been
something.
Pulled over for drink driving. And she's on a good behaviour bond and the whole thing's gone pear-shaped.
Oh.
I didn't realise, but she's the girlfriend of the NRL bad boy, Todd Carney.
Oh, of
course. Do you remember Todd Carney?
Yes, old peeing in his face, Todd Carney.
Wasn't that an embarrassment?
For anybody that doesn't know, he got,
A little thing. I think we've got a snippet of 60 Minutes interview that took place. Have a listen to this.
Tonight on 60 Minutes. Well, he was the bad boy of rugby league. But last weekend, what seemed like a harmless and rather tasteless prank has cost Todd Carney his career. It's the new craze called bubbling. Young men daring each other to urinate into their own mouths in public toilets. Stupid and pathetic. But when drug cheats under investigation from ASADA are still playing the game, we ask, is it fair that this NRL player, due to, should we say, pissed lips, has now lost a multi-million dollar contract and his career? Todd Carney, welcome to 60 Minutes.
I'll never get over that interview with Little Mix.
No, where she left her keys in the back of the taxi.
And just dumped us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've got to go now. Lost my keys.
My favourite part was that as she left, she said, I'll call you back.
No, she's not going to call us back. She didn't pay for that one.
No.
Now, we've got a winner for the Tim Campbell CD, Electrifying 80s. Scott from Windsor.
Right around my place.
His comment was they would always be having bubble baths together, but Tim would have to clean the scum off the side of the bath afterwards.
Grossy Josie.
Yeah. Now, I was reading an article in the paper today, yes. Adam Murphy, and apparently, because you know when you talk about, they talk about aliens and space and whatever, and you think, oh, it's just a, like something that may, you know, years and years and years and years, 100,000 years down the track could happen.
They used to say that about video cameras, video phones too.
Mm. Yeah, well, apparently it's only 30 years away before the first extraterrestrial will be gracing us with their presence.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 30 years. Can you imagine
that? They won't really grace us. Unless they come down here with serious might, isn't Donald Trump going to blow them out of the stratosphere?
Well, apparently, but if Trumpy doesn't do all that,
imagine
30 years'
they
time...
They come down here and they rock into this studio and, like, there's us still sitting here in 30 years of sad, ageing siblings. Imagine. We're a nursing home gig.
Still doing poo jokes
God.
And stuff.
No, well, we've been very good.
Yeah. Poo.
We actually haven't had one of those.
No.
But, you know, speaking of poo, what are they going to think? Like, we all walk around and just pick up poo, like dog poo in plastic bags and stuff.
Yeah, it's a bit creepy,
isn't it?
Well, some of us do. I mean...
Oh, and we lose it at checkout chicks because we can't have a plastic bag anymore. Like, are you
They're just going to go, forget it, just leave it. You don't deserve a planet.
You don't look after it anyway. We're going to take it off you and teach you how to look after the plants and the oxygen that you have because we don't have oxygen, so we breathe through our eyes and our top of our heads.
Can you keep going for another 20 seconds because the news is coming up?
No, but they'd be disgusting.
Yeah.
They're disgusted, sorry.
Yeah.
The way we treat this planet.
Yeah, totally.
It's abominable. I say that with not a hint of irony, and I should be because I've lost my recycle bin, so at the moment I'm throwing everything in together. But don't judge me. You've all done worse. While this is a confessional, I might not have paid for my shopping bag the other day. I forgot to scan it. So not only am I bad for the environment, aliens, I'm also a thief. The second time tonight we're heading out on the roads. The colder freeway outbound will have you believing in life after love again. At 7 minutes.
Oh, I know the theme.
Eastern outbound will have you thinking that you are strong enough at 12 minutes. Whatever. Monash outbound freeway will feel like you've turned back time at 56 minutes. And the Princess outbound will make you think all I really want to do is lie down at 18 minutes. And that was Cher
great.
Inspired.
Who sent in that
traffic.
To do Cher?
You did, Dean Murphy. So if you'd like to participate next week, send me in a theme and I'll try and do the traffic in accordance with said theme. Over to you, Dean.
On the trains this afternoon. Have you lost the plot?
Yeah, I'm really hot in here. I apologise for losing the plot quite a few times earlier, but I've realised it's because I think I was suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning.
It's very warm in here. It's very cold outside.
And
very warm.
It's very hot
studio.
In here, but yeah. We've just opened the door and I feel invigorated. Oh, so good. Much so I'd like to share with you this story.
Please do.
Tourism chiefs in Lithuania's capital have been criticised for using a picture of a woman apparently in the throes of sexual ecstasy to publicise their city.
Oh. Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me with Lithuania.
No, they're talking about
I've seen Eurovision with Lithuania. They're very, very risque.
They're talking about a place called Vilnius and and they're playing on the fact that Vilnius has a...
Vilnius?
I think you need to stop making that noise immediately. They're playing on the fact that Vilnius is out of way location. Ooh. So in the campaign poster, which is launching or it's just launched, it shows a red-headed woman lying on a map of Europe with her hand gripping Lithuania and only the top of her head can be seen.
It's
but
like
it's
Donald Trump gripping America.
But this is sort of sexy if you stick with the theme. And it says on the poster, Vilnius, the G-spot of Europe. No one knows where it is, but when you find it, it's amazing.
I like their marketing.
I like it
too. That's a marketing department that needs the clap.
Oh, and it's probably got it based on that.
Good work, Lithuania.
And we all know where the G-spot is. It's up their bum.
Wow, you just took that story to where I never thought it would go.
What's the bum of Europe? Wouldn't it be someone I don't know. Is there anyone here that...
I don't know. You throw in your story. I had nothing to do with that one.
No, that wasn't well thought out. I thought you were going to a song.
We kind of were until you threw that out. And then we don't even know whether we should just shut
down. I tell
down
the you radio. What, I spent a day at the Athens airport in Oregon. That's the bum of Europe. I'm telling you right now.
Last Man Standing. This is a game we play at 6:15 every Monday night.
I'm a bit scared about this one though. Anyway, okay. Am I in the lead?
Oh.
Yes. Just saying.
Dean won last week.
Yes. I think it's a draw.
I think it is a draw.
Yeah.
Right. So we're on even Stevens, but Dean, you'll be kicking us off first.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Today's topic is animals that you wouldn't find at the zoo.
A cat.
Camel?
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
You find a camel at the zoo?
There would be a camel at the zoo.
What do you mean
there's a camel at the zoo?
Yeah, because you don't go and see a camel every day, do you? No. You go to the zoo to see a camel.
Oh, see, I didn't understand that topic.
It doesn't matter.
That was actually hard.
Well, my other guess was going to be unicorn.
But after my, that would have been better.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Go with your first instinct, Murphy. Go with your first instinct. Next you'll tell me unicorns aren't real. Anyway, whatever. I'm moving on.
Hey, you know what we haven't thanked?
Who?
Mick.
Oh, thank you, Mick. Our show support.
Program support.
Well, it's because we're so used to not having show support.
No, but he's brilliant.
Yes.
We love him here.
We do,
Murphy's
indeed.
Law, part of the team.
Thank you for your kind-hearted efforts.
Is that it from us?
I think it should
be. Because it's been a funny old show this afternoon. Can
we
I just say this?
We voted about a 5.3 from our producer.
No, 6.3, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
6.3.
6.3. Yeah. Out of 10. We like to ask, and sometimes I wonder why we like to ask.
I'd like to hear from you guys. Do you think there's anything we can do to improve it? Because we're really desperately trying to get an 8.
Oh, maybe we should change the name to Can of Worms. See how that goes. I'm done. Look, I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm done too.
I just can't anymore.
If you're in your car and you're expecting more, no. We've got nothing left to give.
We're actually drained. Like,
it's like, let's explain to the people. It's not because we're bored. It is about 17,000 degrees in the studio and we're tired now.
Very tired. There's no air.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Well, so that's sort of, what are we going to now?
Can we go to something?
Well, we do have another song and we've got but we've still got about another 30 seconds.
Oh, right. Okay. So you want to banter on. Anyone doing anything this week? You ain't got anything planned?
I have a free weekend, which is lovely. Because I've been doing a lot of gigs on weekends and things. So I'm going to have a quiet weekend.
Mm, good. That's good.
Maybe I'll be a bit rejuvenated next Monday. Let's see how that goes, hey? That'd be nice for the show, wouldn't it? Everyone says, yep, okay, I agree.
Well, that took 30 seconds. I don't need to answer and I can go home.
That'll do.
Thanks.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.